It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I liked it where he said, that liquid gold is right under our feet.
Texas tea.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, President Trump, number 47. God bless America. Here we are. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, yeah. Welcome to it. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Welcome to the golden age. As we begin it with President Trump, we're going to move forward optimistically. We're going to get things done. More on that coming up. First, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow is going to be a big weather day. Like so many other things like this, when it comes to the weather, if I do my job, you're going to be a little tired of hearing about it. But and then the hope is that you're prepared for it, and maybe it won't be as bad as some in the weather business are telling us it very well could be. This is all about the temperatures. When they drop, how far they drop, for how long they drop, at the same time, how much moisture is in the air. And what will we get if we get precipitation? Will it be snow? Will it be an icy rain? Will it just be regular rain? Will it freeze up on the ground? And when I say freeze, I mean as in ice. So that's where we're going to be, right in that vulnerable, I don't know if you want to call it a sweet spot, but we're going to be in that vulnerable sweet spot where, yeah, if you're in the cabin and got a log fire on and, you know, you watch some snowflakes fall, you're going to be, wow, this is beautiful. But if you're driving in it, it's going to be a different story. We really need to pay attention to this, especially early in the morning. As soon as you rise, you put on the sky. And we'll do the best we can giving you the great and latest information, okay? You've already got school closures for tomorrow. Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie County. Marion County, Alachua County will make decisions later on today. And you could have other closings. Very good now getting in touch with parents via the phone and the text and the emails, et cetera. But we'll try to do our part as well. And I'm going to talk about the Lake and Riley Act in a second. But first, let's go to Scott in Ocala. Hey, you're on the Bob Rose Show.
Hey, Bob. That situation, like I said, you probably already heard about this or talked about it. How can you get away with this preemptive pardon for a crime that they haven't even investigated yet? We have no information on anything. We don't even know if there is a crime. How is that legal that you can preemptively pardon somebody for something that we don't even know about? Could you break into that a little bit?
Sure. I don't know what the legal precedent would be for that, just in case you did do something wrong. In fact, it was invented by one of America's earliest attorneys, and his name was Justin Case. Justin Case. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
You're pushing for it. I was.
I'm like, push it, Craig. Hit it. Hit the button. No, Scott, seriously, I don't know how that is done. It reminds me of what? For some of the early Roman Catholic Church? They used to sell those kinds of forgiveness before the event kind of thing. They did. I mean, it's historical. But other than that, yeah, I don't know how you do that. Just in case you did commit a crime, you're already off the hook. And how far does that extend to?
Hmm.
What if the crime does have to do with financial arrangements that are illegal? Is it moving forward? Like they say, a year from now, they get busted with some kind of money laundering thing. Is it say, oh no, you were already pardoned? Yeah, but you were pardoned, and then this illegal activity was discovered. I'm just using that as a for instance. I don't know how that would work. That would take, I don't know, maybe a constitutional lawyer could take a look at that. The United States Senate, though, we do know this. They passed the Lincoln-Riley Act yesterday, and this is a bill that would require DHS to take illegal aliens who've been arrested, charged, or convicted of crimes such as theft, burglary, shoplifting, or larceny into custody. And it was a 64-35 vote in the U.S. Senate, and that means about, looks like about 12 Democrats voted for it, and that's a good thing. Because this is a common sense approach. Because if the the alleged bad guy that had taken Lincoln Riley's life, if he had been treated differently when he got into earlier trouble, then he wouldn't have been in the country, or he wouldn't have been free to commit the heinous act against her, as is alleged. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Gunter, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. I just I think sometimes you have to point out the obvious to get it through to the liberals' heads. And sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. So if they want to start with this preemptive pardon, how about Trump just comes out and says, I'll pardon anybody that acts as Fauci?
Yeah, yeah. Fauci's got his own little pardon. Yeah, he was part of that preemptive thing. All right, I'll give you a couple more details on that Lincoln Riley Act. It is 9:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Liz Cheney, man, talk about somebody who is has the audacity to open her pie hole at this time.
Ugh.
She should just take her little preemptive pardon and be happy. But oh no. No, it's Liz, after all.
Narcissistic, anyone?
Nah. we'll hammer on her. I mean, we'll bring you the story next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
More freedom, restoring constitutional order.
Three weekdays.
If we're looking at a weaponized FBI, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Right on. President Trump knocked it out of the park with every part of his speech, but that was a very important one, I think. That basically, that spoke to the whole military apparatus. Reinstating any service members who are unjustly expelled because of the COVID vaccine mandate, they'll get full back pay. And he doesn't want the warrior subjected to any radical political theories and social experiments while on duty. And we're going to make and build the strongest military the world has ever seen, like they began in 2017. It's going to be huge. You watch. The numbers are going to immediately climb as recruitment is going to triple, maybe quadruple, the rate we've seen, especially over the last year. We'll see if that's not true. I believe it will be absolutely true. Hey, I also want to send kudos out to the this guy Fetterman, man. You got to love this guy.
Yeah, he's
you know, he made the whole hoodie thing kind of a, well, he fought. And he basically gets to wear it right in the
everywhere,
Senate.
Everywhere, yeah.
He shows up yesterday. And I'm not kidding you, shorts.
It was cold.
It was like 14 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in shorts.
Wow.
But I got to tell you, he was one of the first that spoke out about passing the Lincoln-Riley Act.
Ah, nice.
And remember, the House passed that bill
yep.
in the beginning of January, but 159 Democrats opposed the bill.
Unreal.
And Fetterman, who had been one of the Democrats in favor of it, wrote that he had voted in favor of the final passage of the Lincoln-Riley Act, highlighting that wanting a secure border and being pro-immigration are fully compatible.
Nice.
And I'm glad that he made that point.
Yeah, that's good.
Then there's former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Oh, we were on such a good roll there.
Yeah, we were.
We were doing so good.
We were.
Feeling happy. And,
well, look, here's the good news.
Yeah.
These whiners, I mean, we're just going to hear less and less of them.
Yeah.
And because it doesn't matter what they say. She's not in a position of power. She showed her true colors. She's not really a Republican. Yeah. She did everything she could to punish Trump so that he could never run for office again.
Uh-huh.
She went out of her way to do it. So, of course, she couldn't help herself when she heard remarks from the inauguration ceremony. And he was talking about what happened on January 6th. And he said, look, there were a lot of make-believe stories made up. So rather than suffer the wrath, like the story of Nancy Pelosi, you know, I offered her 10,000 soldiers. She knows it. She admitted on tape, a tape that her daughter made. But Nancy said it was my responsibility. She's leaving the Capitol. She said it was. And it was. She's in charge of security at the Capitol. Think of it. 10,000 soldiers. In other words, J6 wouldn't be J6. There would have been no J6. But she rebuffed them. She didn't like it. She didn't like it. Trump went on to speculate that maybe Pelosi wanted that to happen and claimed that the select committee led by Cheney and Representative Benny Thompson, the Democrat out of Missouri, destroyed all evidence. Maybe she wanted that to happen, but she's guilty as hell. And now we would have to go through the process because they destroyed all evidence. They deleted everything. There's virtually nothing left. Cheney lost her chance at re-election when pro-Trump candidate Representative Harriet Hageman beat her in an August GOP primary in 2022 for Wyoming's at-large congressional district, took to social media and attacked the president again. Yep, she said Trump's remarks were a reminder that neither lies nor the liar who tells them get better with age. Really? And she says, yeah, all the information is available on multiple websites, etc. However, there is footage of Nancy Pelosi admitting responsibility for a lack of preparedness at the Capitol on January 6th. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. She said that as she was leaving the Capitol in a car with her daughter. Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with? She said, I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more. So, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. If you wait around long enough, eventually, if the lefty media folks get out of the way, you can find and present the truth. And that's what we do here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house, and big-time weather warnings for tomorrow. I'll share that with you in the next segment right here on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
This is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
Increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
Increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah! Taking it back. So another, it just, you know, the speech was magnificent. Oh, yeah. It was bold. It was uplifting. It was powerful. It made lefties' heads explode. And all that absolutely is a good thing. We'll dig into it a little bit further. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's touch base with Ray's not there. Ray was asking, I think, about specifically about some DEI stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now the rest, I've looked through the rest of the transcript of the speech, and it is not in there. But I thought I heard him speaking about it, so it must have been later on.
Could have been. Yeah, I did too, because he was talking about our kids and confusing and some of those kind of things. So, yeah, it could have been one of his other speeches. So, yeah.
Yeah. And he's definitely doing everything he can to dismantle DEI. I know mentioned that. Maybe, you know what, that might have been early on, but it was more of a blanket statement that I heard. And I thought it had to do more like with direct government.
Right.
type stuff. I'm not sure, but I know at one point or another he covered it, and it's going to be covered, definitely. All right. One of the things I found here, let's see. Woman's sports of people who have undergone sex change drugs procedures as minors later decided to reverse course, called detransitioners, have begun speaking out about the irreversible physical damage and mental torment they have experienced. In stark contrast, Trump promised on the campaign trail and after the election to protect women's sports and spaces and children from experimental procedures. With a stroke of my pen on day one, we're going to stop the transgender lunacy. This was a speech that he gave at Turning Point USA's America Fest in December. He said, and I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high school, and we will keep men out of women's sports, and we will likewise, that'll be done on day one. Should I do day one, day two, day three? How about day one under the Trump administration? It'll be our official policy of the U.S. that there are only two genders, male and female. And, of course, he reiterated that in his speech. Hey, the big issue today, really, it's going to be tomorrow morning, I guess I should say, but the warnings come today, whereas we could have freezing conditions at the same time. There's a chance where we could have rain or some forms of moisture, maybe snow or whatever. And my friend Paul, that sends me regular emails, he said, if I'm hearing the weather report correctly, we're about to experience very dangerous conditions on the roadways. If the freezing rain falls at a time when the temperature is 32 or less, it'll create a condition known as black ice.
Oh, that's no
which
problem.
We've been talking about
yes.
all morning, but
we've lived it.
But I appreciate
it.
Well, Paul sent this. He did send this earlier, but he said, yeah, it's ice that covers asphalt. That's why you can't see it. They call it black ice. And once you're on it, you are not going to have control of your vehicle, steering, braking.
Nope.
And especially traveling over bridges can become dangerous if the roads are treated with salt or you have steel pleated tires or chains. Then you may be able to drive, otherwise stay home. That really is great advice.
Stay home, yeah.
And most of the people in this area do not have tires like that. Or
and chains are illegal most of the place anyway, so, yeah.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Because they tear up the roads?
They tear up the roads, yeah. Yeah. Unless you're, like, up in the mountains, there are some exceptions there where they're actually four-wheel drive and chains are required because they're like, we're not going to come get you.
I was on the interstate when I was out in California.
Uh-huh.
10 feet of snow fell. They closed the Interstate 80. Yeah. Well, that's right near Donner's Pass. And you can imagine historically what happened there.
So did you stop for lunch?
Wow, yeah. Greg, okay. Really?
Sorry.
Really, Greg?
Was that my loud voice?
Yeah, I mean, it was funny, but that's not your brand.
Oh, I should have written it down and handed it to you.
Well, but
that would have taken longer.
Come on, man. The team. Have somebody from the team hand it to me.
Oh, yeah, forgot. It's the team.
So anyway, on I-80, yes. Trucks, it was mandatory. They had chains. Now, remember, they closed it.
Right.
That's how dangerous it was. Wow. Closed, and then they said open, four-wheel drive, and trucks with chains only. Now, look, we're not going to get 10 feet of snow like they did in Tahoe there, which turned out to be one of the best ski days ever for me.
Oh, bad.
But
the black ice is a possibility tomorrow morning, though.
Yes, it very much is. And that's why we're going to have to monitor it, and you're going to have to do your deal at home and pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if the weather conditions are creating this kind of scenario, you absolutely do not want to drive in it, period.
No.
This isn't one of those, we recommend people stay home. So you have to find out, look, if the temperatures, stay above 32, which they're not predicted to do.
Right.
We could be okay. So you've just got to pay attention. But if any kind of moisture has fallen and that temperature drops to 32.
Yeah. And by the way, if you've got a big truck and big fat tires and four-wheel drive, that's still about the worst thing you could have out there. It will not do you a bit of good. You'll just slide around like you're on a merry-go-round.
Like you're ice skating.
Yes. You'll be doing a pirouette in your 4x4.
Yeah. Think about that, sliding towards somebody. Else's little car, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Uh-uh.
No. And we're not experienced in driving, but doesn't matter how experienced. There
doesn't matter.
There's no driving. There's
no driving on ice.
There's no super secret maneuverability. Black ice, black ice. It's all bets are off. You're just going to slide. We've all seen at least footage of that. Truckers going down the highway.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's clear their wheels are not turning. They're just sliding and sliding for sometimes like 3/4 of a mile.
You know, I remember the one from last winter that was in the St. Louis area. It was the fire truck that was responding in a neighborhood. And they just kind of held on and slid down a street through somebody's yard and bumped into the corner of their house. If you've never experienced it, seriously, get on YouTube or something today and look up black ice and just kind of get an idea of what it's like. You might be surprised.
At this time, when you Google something, you don't have to worry about accidentally winding up on a on something else.
That's true. Yeah.
President Trump getting the crowd all fired up. He was throwing his pens out into the crowd.
Oh, man.
After
that's
he was
great.
Signing executive orders.
That was great.
You know, use it all prim and properly. And this is for you, special person.
Yes.
This is for you, special person.
They're gathered
that's
around
like
the
Trump.
Desk.
It's like he's throwing out T-shirts. Here you go.
You can lose an eye, but hey, you got a pen.
I didn't think of it that way. In a video posted to X, Trump was seen throwing roughly 4 pens into the audience, which he used to sign executive orders. Breitbart had Neil Monroe there previously reported one of the executive orders that Trump signed was an order blocking former President Joe Biden's huge inflow of wage-cutting refugees for at least 4 months. Several people took to social media to comment on Trump throwing pens into the crowd, stating that he was a rock star and the people's president. What a rock star move, literally, one person wrote.
That's funny.
Yep, the ultimate showman. Yeah.
No doubt that's
ever been done before.
Probably
throwing
not.
A pen out into the crowd.
No, I can guarantee it. No. It is not.
All right. Also, demonstrators rallied outside the Central Detention Facility, also known as the D.C. jail, after President Donald Trump pardoned and commuted thousands of sentences of participants in the January 6th Capitol riot. Trump pardoned or commuted the sentences of around 1,500 protesters involved in the January 6th riot after referring to them as hostages and political prisoners at times on Inauguration Day. Former President Joe Biden announced preemptive pardons for Anthony Fauci, General Mark Milley, members of the J6 committee, including Liz Cheney. And that was one of his last acts, as well as a blanket pardons for multiple members of his own family.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How many people did the J6 folks kill that day?
Well, there was one death.
How many did the J6 people kill?
Zero.
How many did Fauci probably have an effect in maybe losing their lives? Just asking.
Only people who didn't wear 2 masks when he told them to.
Oh.
I don't even know what the numbers would be like.
It's kind of my point.
Frightening.
Yeah. Big difference here.
You think? Yeah. All right. Well, welcome, my friends. And if you think this morning has been a little bit of a challenge, the cold weather, tomorrow is going to be much of the same except worse, with the chance of rain turning to freezing rain or, you know, rain or even snow turning into water on the ground and then freezing up. That's the big fear. That's what we're looking at tomorrow morning, and that warning and the watches and stuff extend into midday tomorrow. Some schools have already closed down for tomorrow. Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie County, they will not be holding class tomorrow. Alachua County is going to wait till later on today, I believe. Marion, same thing. All right. We'll stay close to that situation, and first thing in the morning at approximately 6:08, we'll be all over it as well. Well, and then, of course, we've got, you know, news at the top and bottom of the hour as well. All right, are you ready for things that make you smile? Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political. Otherwise, everybody would be going, Trump's president! Ah!
And we're aware of that already. We've talked about it for 4
yeah.
hours.
So think of some other blessings and things that you're happy about. Upbeat, positive thoughts, things that make you smile. And that is brought to you by our friends at Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Things that make you smile. Call now, 877-975-9825.
clarity.
We have to follow the facts.
Credibility.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
Begin a brand new day.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, I would smile if the sun would come out, even for a little while. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:53. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you now by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. 877-975-9825. Call in now with your upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Good morning, Lloyd. What's making you smile?
My lovely little granddaughter, 18 years old, had to move from her home in West Virginia to Ohio, lose all of her friends, but she still got a full scholarship to college.
Wow.
And she's doing great.
Fantastic. Let's go to Biz. What's making you smile?
Good morning. I travel a lot. So a couple weeks ago when it was really cold, I was in Richmond, Virginia, and I checked into a hotel, and right up the street was a Panda Express. So I walked up to get something to eat. And I was walking up to the front door. There was this elderly homeless woman that was fixing to camp out under their portico out front. And as I walked up, she said, they're closed already. And I looked inside, and they were in there, but they were cleaning. And I just offhandedly said, well, I guess I'll go to bed hungry tonight. She looked at me, and she said, I have half a sandwich here if you'd like it.
Oh, wow.
I turned around.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
I pulled a $100 bill out of my pocket, and I said, there's a Motel 6 just a block up the street. Why don't you go get yourself a room for the night?
Wow.
And she started crying.
Well, it makes us smile. Way to go.
Yeah.
Horse Sense, what's making you smile?
Yes, good morning, Bob. I had a stress test done yesterday, 4 years after I had open heart surgery, and everything seems like it's going good, but just being up and awake and know that there's one sure way to see the Father, and I thank you, Jesus. Have a great day, man.
Fantastic. Good news. Yeah. When I found out I passed the stress test, I'm like, yeah, I know I passed it. I'm so stressed. They said, no, you don't understand.
That's not the goal, Bob. It doesn't work that way.
And that's how the fight in the hospital started. Oh, that was good stuff. Thanks, everybody. Don't go away. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on, it's next.
Mark Levin.
People say this election is about the middle class and working people.
Six weeknights.
But no, it wasn't. This election was about we, the people, individual rights that you've stolen. Regardless of class.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A Florida man in trouble. Everybody celebrating the new year around the lake. He somehow decided that it was a good idea to fire his gun off into the air. Carlos Manuel Tejada, 44, was charged with manslaughter because the bullet came down and killed a grandmother across the lake. Yeah, she had two adult daughters. They were watching fireworks in the backyard when all of a sudden she felt a sharp pain in her body and realized she had been shot. Please don't fire your guns up into the air because it has to come down somewhere. Yeah, and that unfortunately is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. See ya!